NPR is celebrating 50 years on the air, so we're looking back to our birth year, 1971. On this day, 50 years ago, Marvin Gaye released an album still considered a masterpiece. What's Going On? The record was a complete departure for the Motown star. Up till that point, Gaye was known for R&B pop hits like Heard It Through the Grapevine and Ain't No Mountain High Enough with Tammy Terrell.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Tammy Terrell's death in 1970 devastated Marvin Gaye. With the battle for civil rights going on at the time and anti-Vietnam War protests, he decided to turn his focus to songs that addressed real-world anger and fear. He was motivated in part by what he learned from his younger brother, who served in Vietnam. The album includes the title track, What's Going On, Mercy, Mercy Me, and Inner City Blues. We're going to hear now from three people who were deeply inspired by these songs. And we start with Kimo Williams, a Vietnam veteran and composer.
One of my favorite albums was by Chicago Transit Authority. I love Grand Funk Railroad, The Supremes, really love The Temptations. And then suddenly, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. It had this kind of smooth flow to it. And for the first time, I connected to the lyrical content.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
I think it's genius at how he's able to talk to all of us through the verses of Mother, Mother, Father, Father, and then Brother, Brother.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
That song is about a Vietnam veteran who's wondering what's going on now that he's back from Vietnam. So that one speaks to me very, very closely because that's the same question I was asking.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on with the hippies? What's going on with the music? What's going on with the protests? Where do I fit in? What is it that I should do? Where should I go? You're asking these questions. And how can it be that we're still asking that question?
I think the plight and the history of Africans in this country is one of brutality. So when Gaye sings about don't punish me with brutality, that hits you in 1971 and it hits you in 2021.
Don't punish me with brutality.
I'm Eva Jefferson Patterson. I'm a civil rights lawyer in Oakland, California. The lyrics speak of American failure, of American oppression, of the fact that America still mistreats many of its citizens.
My name is Michael Cermak. I am a PhD in environmental sociology from Boston College. The song Mercy, Mercy Me sort of stood out to me. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Oh. That one really hit me because I was an environmental science scholar studying the world's oceans, literally, and studying the creatures in the oceans, and starting to learn that same bad news all over again. In the late 2000s, I found myself doing outreach education with high schoolers and teaching this environmental science using standardized textbooks and realizing that I wasn't really engaging the students, right? Seeing a kind of a wall of blank faces. But of course, when we could talk about Marvin Gaye, several of them knew who he was. And so that was a great bridge to how we could teach in a more diverse manner about environmental issues.
The other song that actually guts me is the song, and I feel like I'm going to choke up now talking about it, but it's the song Inner City Blues. And there's that lyric, makes me want to holler, throw up both my hands.
Oh, make me want to holler the way they do my life. Yeah. Make me want to holler the way they do my life.
He just goes through a litany of all the terrible things that have happened and are continuing to happen to Black people and other people. Latinos, Asian Americans are catching hell now, progressive people, trans people, makes me want to holler, throw up both my hands. And you just wonder why these injustices go on and on and on.
Bills pile up, sky high, send that boy off to die.
So we thank you, Marvin Gaye. I love this song. I'll play it until I die. And maybe someday I'll come back and say, you know, things are better.
That was Eva Jefferson Patterson, a civil rights lawyer who co-founded the Equal Justice Society and also sings in a Motown cover band in Oakland, California. Michael Cermak, an environmental sociologist who co-owns Green Dragons, a health and wellness program for youth in the Boston area. And Kimo Williams, a Vietnam veteran and composer who recently created a video memorial to the more than 58,000 Americans who died during that war. They were paying tribute to Marvin Gaye's classic album, What's Going On, released 50 years ago today.